Welcome everyone to our new initiative of garden visualization. For the benefit of those who have joined us for the first time, I'll go through the rationale of why Joe and I, we launched this garden visualization this year. Dickey tells us that there are three major faculties which every spiritual man can unfold: telepathic thought, intuitive recognition of truth, and the third one, a very important one, healing, with its understanding of energies and forces which will lead later on to the rebirth of humanity. Dickey also tells us that every initiate is necessarily a healer, which means that the power to heal is one which characterizes all liberated souls, no matter what their ray. And a quick reminder is the esoteric healing or soul healing, as the Ageless Wisdom teaches, is about the pouring of pure soul energy into and through the bodies of the patient. And the soul is inherently group conscious. So Dickey launched this work almost a century ago, but this work is still in embryo. And the group conscious of humanity is still very much in its infancy. But he tells us, when men can be trained to be unselfishly and divinely magnetic and radioactive, then there will be poured out upon the world certain divine forces which will vivify and reconstruct, eliminate evil, and heal the sick. So this is what we are sitting for training for. And one of the steps in that training is the establishing of a closer contact with Dickey, the healing master in hierarchy. And because of the pressure of time and urgency in service, and it is even more so these days because we are coming into the close of the stage of the forerunners, which is our generation, and being close to the conclave of 2025, Dickey is one of the several teachers who have pledged themselves for the next few years to keep the 12 hours prior to any full moon open for contact with their disciples, so that during any time during that 12 hours, we can make an attempt to reach Dickey. So he asks us to make contact with him at every full moon. But he will emphasize the necessity of holding that thought of that contact for 3 whole days before the full moon and 3 days after the full moon. So during these 6 days, Dickey will be available for dropping in hints into our auras. So he tells us, make your approach as a group, not a personal contact. And that contact with him will strengthen then the tie and the link between us and Dickey. So therefore it's a group service to be rendered selflessly and no personal expectancy. And why is he emphasizing the group? It's because so few people construct thought forms that are of constructive, lasting benefit to humanity. Because it is very rare to find the three head centers simultaneously active in any one individual. So that's why the masters need to work with large groups so that the quota of that energy supplied to them for the accomplishment of their needs measures up to what's necessitated. And this is why in healing we use the superimposition of the various triangles, where we superimpose the head, the ajna, the ulna major triangle over the pineal gland, pituitary body, and carotid gland. And why do we do that? It's because via these three glands, so first of all, the pineal gland, the will of the soul is drawn down. Through the pituitary body, the thought form is built, because under the law of attraction, the disciple can mold and build the thought form in deva substance, because it's the second aspect. So it draws and attracts deva substance. And the third, the ulna major, or the carotid gland, the thought form is then materialized and activated. So he gives this role to every healer, which we then, as a group, will apply. So we will do our triangles, and we will superimpose these three triangles and definitely over the triangle of the group crown chakra, the group ajna, and the group ulna major, so that DK can have, we hope, enough energy with these group chakras to be able to bring down the energy of hierarchy and be materialized and distributed by us. So therefore, we will apply that rule two that he gave to every healer, so that we can draw down the energy of the Christ via the group chakra, the group crown chakra, and we will build the thought form via the group pituitary body, and then we will materialize it via the group ulna major, and therefore direct the divine energy via our group ajna. But he does realize that because of the pressures of time, we may not be able to make our approach at the exact time. But he does say that any time prior these 12 hours, we can silently lift our hearts and eyes towards the higher planes. And at any time during these preceding 12 hours, as we make our approach, DK will be waiting. So let's go to our work with clear vision, a loving heart, and understanding love. Hopefully, much can be achieved. And why did we choose the garden visualization? DK gave specific instructions to one of his disciples called CDP, where he taught her to create a garden, to perfect it, but above all, to use it, and to dedicate that garden and turn it into a shrine of consecration, and to connect it with a thought of service. And that's exactly what we will be doing. We will build our garden, and we will offer it as a service to those who need. So hopefully then it will be a place of gathering for many and a place of refuge for some. So we are attempting to build the garden of our souls as a group, and it will be what the sun is to the gardens of the world. So he taught her to watch the rays of light pouring over her garden, awakening it to color and beauty, arousing it to movement and life, calling forth the song of the birds and the hum of the bees, and evoking it to responsive loveliness. So that's exactly what we will be doing. And there we will meet DK. So therefore, let's continue to build our healing garden month after month as a group at any time between the 12 hours before the full moon, meeting DK, turning our garden into a shrine of consecration, and intending to offer our group as a vehicle for the love of hierarchy to be poured in selfless service to humanity. And especially during this month of Pisces, where DK tells us that the interplay of the Ray 2 of Jupiter, the exoteric ruler of Pisces, and the Ray 1 of Pluto, the esoteric ruler, precipitates the process of transmutation of passivity into positive soul control, selfishness into selflessness, self-preservation into selfless world service, self-pity into compassion, sympathy, and divine understanding, spiritual and mental inhibition into soul expression, and mental sensitivity, devotion to one's needs into devotion to the needs of humanity, and above all, attachment to environment and personality conditions to the and identification with the form into detachment from the form and the ability to identify with the soul. So as we build our garden, we're going to try and build these qualities of Pisces into our garden so that it can be a safe haven for many people and a place of healing and rejuvenation for many. So let us start. Let us start with aligning with our own soul, raising our consciousness into the head, as high in the head as we can. Then let's carry that consciousness upward into the astral body, visualizing an outline of ourselves in rose color. Then to the mental body, visualizing ourselves this time in an outline of orange. And now visualize a lotus as a symbol of our soul body. See it scintillating with light and fully open. And placing oneself right at the center of our lotus, realizing that you, the personality, and you, the soul, are now one in consciousness. And from that high vantage point, definitely and consciously, become the observer. Observe your personality below and visualize your etheric body, seeing energy flowing freely up and down your etheric spine. And now consciously throw soul energy down into the center of the base of the spine using indigo blue light if you don't know the color of your soul ray. It's the color of love and wisdom. And now in your imagination, raise that light slowly via the five centers up the etheric spine, then to the Ajna, then to the crown, and back to the soul body. And let us say with conviction, I am the soul. I am light divine. I am will. I am love. I am fixed design. And let us sound one Om as if we were the soul. Let us align our centers for the flow of intelligence from the soul. Locate your three knowledge petals, then your sacrifice knowledge and your love knowledge petals. And from these five points, see bubbly green light pouring into the mental plane, sweeping your mental base, mental sacral, mental solar plexus, and mental spleen, energizing them and vitalizing them. And I combine that light into one. And I flush your etheric throat below. And now in your imagination, raise that light at the base of the skull into your alter major. And now bathe the cells of your brain. Again, stimulating them gently so that they can get used to the higher vibration of the soul. Let's align now our centers for the flow of love from the soul. Locate now your three knowledge petals in your egoic lotus, plus your sacrifice love and your knowledge love petal. And from these five points, see a stream of indigo blue light pouring into an outline of yourself in rows into your astral body, sweeping from your astral head all the way down to your astral base. Substituting emotional energy for the higher qualities of the soul. Then in your imagination, send that indigo ray ray to your etheric heart, flushing it. Then send it up to a point in the brain, to the pituitary body, stimulating it, energizing it. And then gently bathe your nervous system with that beautiful energy of love. And feel it going out of your body into your environment, transmuting the physical atoms around you as well. And now let's create our healing garden. In your mind's eye, let's imagine a brightly lit but empty space. Hear a choir of birds fill the space with their clear, melodious notes, welcoming us to this unique space. A chorus of angelic voices sing a soft tune, accompanied by the sound of harps, divas gently strumming the chords. And right in the middle of that space of harmony stands a lighthouse. Standing tall and strong as a symbol of our united group soul. Let's see it shining light in all directions. Surrounding it, we see a large, quiet pool of crystal clear blue waters. And flowing from that pool, we see rivulets as we hear the gentle trickle of water. And we also see three wider streams of golden water flowing steadily. And across them are curved wooden bridges. In one area of the pool float lotuses of all colors in all stages of bloom. Some are in full bloom, revealing their gorgeous jewel, while others are just budding and barely showing their true color, but all reflecting their light in the healing waters. Along an embankment not far from the pool, there are rows and rows of roses, roses of different hues and harmonizing tones of red and yellow and pink, white, green, orange and magenta. And as we create these rows, we also include our own favorite roses. The rose bushes shed fresh petals on the path and release their beautiful fragrance as we walk on the carpet of petals. We stroll through arches of climbing roses, clusters of flowers in abundance overhead, and choose the colors that you like. And let the roses gently caress your face. as if welcoming us and linking with us. Breathing the delicate aromas of the cascading colorful roses percolating through the air, and small lovingly trimmed emerald green bushes line the stony pathway. And at the end of the archway, let us create a cozy and serene corner. A few chairs, perhaps. A small fountain with clean, refreshing drinking water. Just perfect for informal talks or sharing one's difficulties or words of wisdom. Invite some people whom you think need help on whichever level, whether it's physical, emotional, or mental. Invite them. See them in that corner of your garden. And inhale the perfume of the flowers, imbuing and permeating the air. Everything in this garden quivers with livingness. In the distance, we hear the soothing sound of water. And so we follow it. We come to a quiet pool, where cascading water gently swishing over and hugging rocks as it joyfully spills in a Mediterranean blue pool and throws bubbles of air, of spray in the air. Lush ferns along the rocks, draping in the water, add to the coolness of the place, while the fiery brilliance of the orange and red leaves of surrounding trees brings warmth and energy to the area. And we follow a pathway which leads us to flower beds. They are a riot of spring color. Reds, creams, yellows, pinks, of such vibrancy and aliveness, winding their way like a gentle living stream among the trees. And a row of violet flowers on either side of the meandering bed happily follows the path of the flowers as they release their subtle perfume. Butterflies flutter through the air with their iridescent wings, attracted by the silent serenade of the blooms. They are like the flowers of the air. Their delicate and fragile wings are like floating petals, catching the light, twinkling like diamonds in the air. Buzzing bees surf the open spaces from flower to flower seeking pollen. The pollen looked like scintillating bright golden pixie dust. and we can hear the lullaby of the breeze swishing through the tall, majestic trees. They cast their protective shadows on the grass as sunlight peeps through this peaceful garden. We can also hear the soft and gentle babbling sound of the fountains and lush green grass lined the gentle streams like a soft velvety carpet. Feel the coolness of the green grass under your feet. The air is full of the sweet fragrance of the flowers in full bloom, adorning the fringes of the streams in this tranquil garden, quivering with life. And this garden that we've just created is our garden, our group garden. But let's take a moment to add a little corner which has our individual touch. Add the colors and the unique features and flora of your own country that you'd like to blossom in this tranquil and serene space. Let's now invite the presence and the cooperation of the healing devas working under the Christ. Visualize them in our garden, enlivening it with their magnetism. And let us say together the healer's mantra, with purity of motive, inspired by a loving heart. We offer ourselves for this work of healing. This offer we make as a group and to the ones we seek to heal. And there you can name people that you'd like to bring into our healing garden. And now let's meet DK. As we stand around our lighthouse, symbol of our united group soul, we see DK right at the summit, radiating his light, increasing the intensity of the light of the lighthouse, and pouring into the qualities of Pisces, of compassion, sympathy, empathy, identification with the soul, receptivity and sensitivity to the divine. inclusiveness. Loving understanding. And from the lighthouse, waves of golden Buddhic light stream through our group, irradiating the garden around us, enlivening it even more. And let us say the following mantra as we endeavor to realize its significance as we say it. We stand in spiritual being, and as a soul we serve. We stand within the light, and as the light shines throughout our form, we radiate that light. We stand within the love of God. And as that love streams through and from our heart, we magnetize the ones we seek to aid. And now let us sound one ohm. As a group, united with Master DK and the Healing Ashram, as we see our garden irradiated with the light of the Christ in hierarchy and enhanced with the qualities of Pisces. Let us make use of our healing garden, a reservoir of love and wisdom, by visualizing the flow of unconditional love or the will to good emanating from the triangle, the avatar of synthesis, the spirit of peace, and the Buddha, powering the Christ right at the center. Now superimpose the emanating triangle on the soul triangle made up of the Christ, Master DK, and our soul group. See see these two triangles blending and fusing, being the combination of the energy of Jupiter that blends and fuses all energies, and the energy of Ray One, and I'll superimpose these two blended triangles on our group chakric triangle, made up of our group crown chakra, group Ajna, and group Alta Major, vitalizing our triangle, energizing it, and blending with that triangle. And now let's direct the dispelling radiance within our triangle via our group Ajna, right eye, left eye triangle. And let's place our blended triangle over the three planetary centers triangle, London, Geneva, New York. See the energy of our group soul blended with that of the Christ, Master DK, and imbued with the qualities of Pisces, pouring through these three centers, the three glands of the planetary body. And I say aloud in a low voice, saying it slowly and deliberately as you believe in the results. May the love of the one soul focused in this group radiate upon you, our fellow men. And permeate every part of your body, healing, soothing, strengthening, and dissipating all that hinders service and good health. and may the light of the garden of our souls be on the inner planes what the sun is to the gardens of the world. A reservoir of love and wisdom. A safe haven. A place of gathering. And a place of healing for many. And also a place of strength for all the souls who come and gather there. And now let us say the great invocation. As a group, let's say it with intensity of feeling, in unison with our healing brothers on earth and Christ in hierarchy on the inner planes. And as a group, let us intone the stanzas of the great invocation. And within each and after each stanza, we will sound a blue om. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. And from the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. And now raise your clasped hands above your head and say, and so let it be, and help us do our part. Then bring them onto your forehead and let them rest on your heart. We thank all of you for joining us today within the 12 hours prior the Pisces full moon. Let's build a reservoir of love for humanity. Thank you, everyone. On behalf of Joe, I thank you for your participation and your presence.